org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out. The website is 75radio.org. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm having an ice cream cone. How about you?
Well, I'm trying to make myself a little bit smaller. I'm going to this big party in a couple weeks. Hopefully, I'll be doing the show live there.
Yeah, you'll get smaller in a couple weeks.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm a little bit smaller than I was previously. I was a big fat, you know what? No, I'm not so fat, you know what? But anyways, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens in a couple weeks. You know, if I shave and get a haircut, then I'll be smaller by a couple of pounds. Anyways, first order of business. Also, we have to say hello to our special fans. We want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and women, the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. Also known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. Anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women who were murdered in line of duty in the law enforcement community. Tonight, remember Police Officer Richard Mendez of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Police Department, end of watch, October 12th, 2023. Officer Mendez and a partner was coming upon two Utes breaking into cars at the Philadelphia International Airport parking garage. Shootout ensued. Both officers was hit. Officer Mendez was killed in the line of duty. Anyways, one perp got away, and another perp is DOA. Also, we want to remember Patrolman James Side of the Alamogordo, New Mexico Police Department. End of watch, August 14th, 2023. Officer Sides was shot on April 3rd, 1984, and in August he succumbed to his wounds. And his killer is also DOA. Anyways, I want to start off reading our statement concerning the ongoing news that's been happening day in and day out. Here's our official statement from 7-5 Radio. We have a situation where borders are an issue, as well as who got where first, and where are these people supposed to settle. And then Americans are taking sides like this, it's the Super Bowl. And we have a cycle of never-ending violence that we have been watching on our TV screens, not only more recently, but for decades. That's because it's the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads, is true today as it was 50 or 60 years ago. And the question is, people are killing people over what again? A piece of property? A piece of real estate? Anyways, as for the American people, holding rallies and protests does absolutely nothing. We as Americans must do more than just rallies and demanding our leaders do something, because do not look at the politicians, because they only come around during election time, and these are the people that help create the problem. But anyways, the choice is clear which side to stand for. We here at 7-5 Radio stand with the United States of America. Now, that statement was concerning the U.S. and not Israel. Well, any comments before we move on to our next segment about the ongoing conflict overseas?
Well, yeah, you hit it right, nail right on the head. You know, when election time comes around, you got all these politicians in your face. Vote for me. You know, I'm tough on crime, and I mean, you know, how much tougher on crime can you be other than what's in the book already? They can't change the guidelines to punishment. They can't change the guidelines to make crimes more serious. What some have been doing is making what used to be a crime, let them have it, you know, like a shoplifting or a turnstile jumping, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, it used to be called theft of services. Now it's called ride free on the train. So yeah,
yep.
It starts in the big in the politicians' big house, because those people, you know, they play the scales. Who can I get more votes from? You know, white bread America that doesn't understand what the hell is going on, or the people that are jumping turnstiles in their families. You know, so.
Exactly. But anyways, moving right along, let's talk about Israel. The war in Israel has been in the news 24/7. Today, I was flipping the dial. Every news outlet, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, Newsmax, Sky News, BBC News, and then there's a channel out of India, CNN 18, which is not connected with affiliated or associated with a cable news network, all about Israel. Now, we do have Americans in harm's way over there. We have an embassy, but Israel is not a U.S. colony. It's not a U.S. state. It's just an ally. And Hamas is nothing but a terrorist organization. But to be honest, I just don't care about the conflict in Israel. We have enough problems here, like I read in our opening statement. We have thousands of military-aged males pouring across our borders. Fentanyl. We get homeless people kicked out of shelters to make room for these migrants. We still have homeless veterans. We have bums sleeping at O'Hare Airport. Streets are under siege. Also, we have violence in the streets. UAW have been on strike for a month now. Now, with the UAW on strike, nobody's able to buy cars and trucks. The prices of cars and trucks go up, or we keep our beaters, our junkers, for a little bit longer. We have the president on trial, four different trials. We have the fentanyl invasion. You know, we got thousands of people dying a month on fentanyl. We have inflations. We have no Speaker of the House of Representatives. And the stupid Republicans like, yeah, we're going to get rid of this guy. Who you got in place? Oh, we got to vote on it. So we got rid of this ship in the U.S. House of Representatives. And the FBI is too busy chasing the greatest threat in U.S. history, white supremacy. Anyways, we come back. We'll finish more about what's going on in Israel compared to what's going on here. Also, we want to talk about RFK Jr., Christopher Columbus, and conspiracy theories. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio. Back after these important messages.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Walter Yerkew and Scoop Stanton. We are red hot and rolling on the 14th of October, 2023. Anyways, real quick, breaking news on Newsmax TV. They are not having a programming about the war in Israel. So it's something called Wise Guys with John Tobacco. Not sure what it's about, but they have a really cute lady on the TV. Anyways, as part of our housekeeping note, folks, we're a family. We take care of a family. Anyways, those who are fans on OnlyFans, I suggest you visit one Daniela Rodriguez. She's a friend of the show. She appeared on July the 1st, and her picture's just out of this world. She's a really, really sweet lady, and check her out on OnlyFans. Anyways, back to Israel again. Once again, we don't care. We got enough problems. I read off a laundry list. We also have China, Russia, Al-Qaeda, a whole bunch of people that hate us, and we got the borders wide open. But, you know, it's 24/7 on the news cycle, nothing about Israel. Walt, what say you about the media paying attention to Israel? Meanwhile, we got, you know, a country going on that's falling apart.
Well, you know, the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket. And you know, people just are pinpointing the Ukraine now, Israel, you know, they used to just pinpoint the Middle East, you know, in general, because, you know, during the Bush years, you know, because of the Trade Center and the other plane attacks in Washington and, you know, the plane crash in Pennsylvania on 9/11. You know, it's just, to me, it's just a big ass diversion. It's smoke and mirrors. You know, and all this is happening, you know, 6 months before all the people are announcing their bid for the United States presidency, you know, in 24, November 24. And I guess we'll talk about that in a minute or two, but I think it's just a bunch of nonsense. You know, I wonder if the Middle East is using our weapons that Joe Biden left behind to attack Israel with. You know, that would be a good question, you know, because, you know, all them, you know, if you're Middle Eastern Muslim, you're Middle Eastern Muslim. It doesn't matter if you're from Iran, Iraq, it just don't matter. Afghanistan, Bananistan, it just doesn't matter in my book. So I wonder if the Israelis are being attacked by United States military that are being run by the Middle Eastern idiots.
Right. And on the cesspool, Right. Not to, sorry to interrupt, Walt, but on the cesspool, previous, I was listening before the, our show, there's reports of weapons being smuggled through India, I mean, India, through Israel to Gaza. So, how, you know, they got Israel locked down tighter than a snare drum, but how are these weapons getting in from Israel into Gaza? But anyways, I digress. And you're absolutely right, Walter. You know, what's going on that the media is looking over halfway across the world when, you know, we got enough problems that we know of. God only knows what the government is doing to us, but we'll talk about it a little bit later. But I'm going to go to our next story, which is actually some good news. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running as an independent. Now, we all know about the Kennedy clan. JFK was president, a Democrat. Ted Kennedy was a senator from Massachusetts for forever and a day as a Democrat. RFK Sr. was running for president as a Democrat. And all the Kennedys that are held political office are Democrats. So Robert F. Kennedy this week in Philadelphia. Too. Say again?
And they're all dead, too.
Yep. So anyways, Robert F. Kennedy wants to run for president. Now, in a democracy or a republic, people have primaries. They can to win the nomination of the party. But the Democrats are up to their old tricks again. Since Biden is the incumbent, there's going to be no primaries, no debates, no nothing. So Robert Kennedy is being shut out. So what he's done is he decided to run as an independent in Philadelphia, where the Declaration of Independence was signed. But unfortunately, he picked up the worst possible time because you have the ongoing war in our 51st state in Israel. But this is good news because think about Ross Perot in 1992. Ross Perot took away from people who hated Bush. They didn't like Clinton, but they just hated Bush, you know, with his war in Iraq, his no new taxes pledge that he failed on. It just didn't like the way the country was going. But anyways, it's, you know, this is really groundbreaking news because the Kennedy's been associated with the Democrat Party for over 60 years now. And anyways, the Democrats, they don't want a primary because they know Kennedy has a very good chance of beating Joe Biden, because Kennedy was on with Charlie Duff last week. He made some very good points. Now, just like any politician, I don't agree with all of them. I remember Kennedy from like 20, 30 years ago. He was very, very left of center. He was got involved with the people of Venezuela, with giving out free or reduced fuel oil from Citgo. Very environmentalist. You know, he's come a long ways and he's made a lot of good points. But, you know, it shows that where the Democrat Party's headed. Do you think the party would welcome Robert Kennedy with open arms? Okay, go ahead and run against the incumbent and see what happens. But no, they got to do, they're up to dirty tricks. Hillary was running against Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was a threat. Now they needed super delegates. Now they needed this. Now they needed that. And Bernie, he had the votes and the momentum to get the nomination. But nope, they had to give it to Hillary Clinton. And then we know what happened in 2020 with that fiasco. But anyways, the way that the media's been treating the Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he thought he was a member of the Trump family. There was a news blackout about his announcements. And then the NPR comes out with a headline that reads RFK Jr.'s presidential campaign is driven by conspiracy theory. And they're just totally, totally ignoring RFK Jr. except, of course, Charlie LaDuff. And if you go on a website, I suggest LaDuff be his vice president nominee. Anyways, well, what say you about RFK joining, throwing his hat in the ring as an independent?
Well, it might be, you know, like we talked about, a repeat of the 1988 election, where Ross Perot threw his hat in the ring and took votes away from Bush. You know, it's not that you know, it's a certain way how you word things. Okay. They didn't like Clinton, but they liked Bush even less. So they voted for, you know, people, the swing vote voted for Perot. And that's what may happen, you know, if there's a three-way election between these three gentlemen, Trump, Kennedy, and Creepy Joe. RFK may take votes away from Creepy Joe because, you know, he's got a very low rating. You know, popularity rating is doing a good job. It's not very high. I think it's around 40%, maybe just under 40%. So, you know, you take away a little bit more away from him and he doesn't stand a chance. And that's, you know, they might not like Trump, but the way Biden has thrown the United States of America's government down into the vortex of a toilet, I think people like that even less. So, you know, we may very well have right. A repeat of 1988 in the reverse.
Right. You mean 92?
92.
Right.
My bad.
But, right. But anyways, you're absolutely right. Yeah, Kennedy will take away votes from Trump, but he'll probably take more votes away from Biden. Today, I was driving around and I saw a car with a Biden bumper sticker. I actually took a picture of it, posted on Instagram, and the caption reads, "I've seen Bigfoot more times than this," because even though Biden's the president, he lives here. And everybody who lives around here is a lefto pinko commie American in backstabbing phony. You don't see the enthusiasm for Biden as you did for Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Columbus Day and versus Indigenous People Day. Anyways, stay tuned, folks. This is Liberty News Radio. 75 Radio on Libby News Radio. Now we'll take away, boys.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israel's military says it's nearing a widespread counteroffensive attack in Gaza City, where thousands of Palestinians have evacuated to over the past day. On Saturday night local time, Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, urged Gazans to head south ahead of the expected ground assault in northern Gaza. In a separate statement, the Israeli Defense Forces said Saturday that it was getting ready for the next stages of the war as they prepare a wide range of offensive plans, which can include combined and coordinated strikes from the air, sea, and land, with a strong emphasis on ground operations. Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region renowned for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near future. Another nationwide healthcare strike has been averted.
Healthcare professionals nationwide are expressing optimism about the tentative accord reached with Kaiser Permanente. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions, hails the agreement as a milestone.
I just want to say that every single one of our frontline healthcare workers who were here negotiating shared stories from the depths of their heart about how for them, providing healthcare to patients was a calling.
Union representatives say that the agreement encompasses competitive compensation, attractive benefits, as well as opportunities for development and training to enhance staffing levels. Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. I'm John Schaefer.
Your Social Security check is getting a little bit bigger.
Benefits are set to rise by 3.2% in 2024, far below the increases that retirees received during the past 2 years as inflation continues. More than 66 million Americans collecting Social Security will receive the bigger payments starting in January. I'm Corey Myers.
And this is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. That's the number, 7-5radio.org. Also, check out Ms. Daniela Rodriguez on OnlyFans. Instead of doing some research, I was checking her pictures out. Very nice. And for you cheapskates, you can check her out on Instagram. Anyways, moving right along. Columbus Day. Another Columbus Day came and went. And for the past 30, 35 years, they've been calling it some America leftist hating, backstabbing phonies, call it Indigenous Peoples Day. Why? Because they don't like Christopher Columbus. Why don't they like Christopher Columbus? Because he did something with his life. He achieved something in his life. And these people that don't like Christopher Columbus want Indigenous Peoples Day. And we've been told Columbus is worse than Hitler and killed and raped and pillaged and this, that, and the other thing. But here's the thing. Christopher Columbus went to the King and Queen of Spain to discover a new route to India. And he knew over 500 years ago that the world was not flat. Because as a boy in Italy, ships were coming into port. And he would notice as they're coming into port, he would see the mast of the ship, and then the sail, and then the rest of the ship. So he knew this as a boy. So anyways, he took three small ships with limited amount of food and water across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, I crossed the Atlantic Ocean twice in a billion-dollar state-of-the-art warship, and it was still rough. So you have 500 years ago, actually about 530 years ago, this man with three little boats trying to get to India across the Atlantic and then discover a new world. Anyways, this trip across the Atlantic led to one of the most traveled sea lanes in terms of travel and trade with Europe and the new world. So Columbus was groundbreaking in travel. I mean, just he was the first person, well, not the first person to cross the pond, but the first person to have a travel route, new trade partners, commerce. And anyways, as you know, people like to celebrate him, including yours truly. The indigenous people just acted like a bunch of savages. Think of the movie Apocalypto. But, you know, this is just another chapter of our heroes being trashed and less heroic people put on the same pedestal, or some of them just absolute degenerates. Instead of Columbus, Teddy Roosevelt, George Washington, George Patton, we get people like Cesar Chavez, Harvey Milk, and of course, St. George of Fentanyl, praised to be him. You know, they're worshiped like deities. Meanwhile, people who've done something with their lives, who discovered things, you know, treated like absolute garbage. But anyways, even trainers get a bum rap. You got Bruce Jenner, who we made fun of, we don't agree with his lifestyle choice as a Social Security recipient. He becomes a trainee, runs for governor, but since he wants to run as a conservative Republican, the leftists ignore him too. Anyways, that's the world we live in. Walt, what say you?
I don't know. You know, as far as Columbus, you know, discovering America and all that stuff, I mean, we all know that he landed in Puerto Rico. That's why there's Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico, number one, because that's where the Spaniards first, you know, dropped off people in 1492. And they stayed there. And they just, you know, migrated over to South America. That's why we have all South America is all, you know, Latin. That's what they call Latin America. Anyway, Columbus was, you know, Italian. But he didn't sail under the flag of Italy. He sailed under the flag of Spain. You know, so, you know, how, I don't know. It's just the history books are so different from what we now, you know, are aware of his travels and, you know, stuff like that. You know, he was looking for, you know, he was following the new route to find India, but he ran into Puerto Rico, you know, and there weren't any Indians in right. out Puerto Rico, you know.
Like,
so, you
hey,
know,
real quick, yeah. When talking about Indians, I always ask, casino Indians or 7-Eleven Indians?
Yeah, he was looking for Kamala Chameleon's ancestry. How about that?
Right.
Does that work?
Right, but yep.
Anyway, everybody in the 21st century knows, you know, Christopher Columbus. You know, he's an explorer. You know, he had a pair of coyotes, you know, the size of snowballs to even go across the Atlantic. You know, like you said, you were in a $1 billion ship, and you know, and he was in a wooden canoe on steroids coming across. You know,
right?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the stupid Maria. I mean, the Santa Maria. Anyway, that's as far as Columbus goes. So you know, that's my take on Columbus.
Right. And the nation of Spain, they still love and worship Columbus too, because they got there's one town in Spain where I was stationed at years ago called the Puerto de Santa Maria, after one of the boats that Columbus sailed from. Now, I don't know if Columbus did set sail from near where I was stationed at. It's probably a good probability, because it was right near the Atlantic Ocean and the Straits of Gibraltar and the Mediterranean Sea. But they got statues of Columbus. Even though he's Italian, they have statues of Columbus all over. And supposedly, one church says they got the remains of Columbus in Spain, and another church in the Dominican Republic says they have remains of Columbus in their sanctuary. But it's really interesting to see. And then you got all the Italians saying that Columbus is like the second coming, but why didn't the government of Italy give him boats to sail across the sea? He had to go to Spain and, you know, ask for a couple of boats to go across the Atlantic Ocean. That was taken from me. Going across the Atlantic is rough. And I was on a warship. We had email. We had TV. We had fresh water, fresh food. But it still got rough, and I can only imagine these small wooden boats with, you know, what century was it, like 15th century technology, trying to get across and hoping that they have a good wind taking them across. But he made it there and made it back, where so many other ships did not make it back. But anyways, these people just hate anybody who accomplished anything. But, you know, they tear down statues of Columbus and Washington and Jefferson and, you know, our founding fathers, people who risked it all to accomplish something, and they put up statues of George Floyd. Like, what would Floyd do other than put a firearm to a pregnant lady's womb and try to pass some counterfeit bills and just be a nuisance and a total degenerate? But that's the world we live in, and that's what our kids are taught. That's why I keep telling you folks, get your kids out of public schools. If you can homeschool, go ahead and homeschool. In my situation, you look at the teacher for the homeschool and you realize your kid is better in public schools. And even my kids' public school is, say they call it Indigenous Peoples Day. Well, which indigenous people? The people here in the U.S., down in Mexico and Puerto Rico, in the Dominican Republic? What indigenous people? What did they accomplish besides sacrificing boiling European explorers? Or in, you know, raping and pillaging one another. It's almost like it's almost like what's happening in Israel right now. You got these two tribes, for whatever reason, they don't get along because of whatever differences. So they're going to go toe to toe and kill all the military age males and rape and pillage and plunder. Meanwhile, you turn on the news, and guess what? You got Israel about to blow Hamas into the Stone Age. Over what? Over some real estate? And well, you know, in Israel's defense, Hamas took the they took the first blow. I mean, things are nice and quiet, and you know, Hamas says, "Well, let's see what happens when we put this stick next to this against this beehive. Let's see what happens. You know, it should be fun, but." Anyways, but you know, and going back to Israel, we'll save it for after this break. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about conspiracy theories are facts. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back. One fan sent me a text. He's jealous because he's not on the friends and family plan on Ms. Daniela Rodriguez's OnlyFans page. But anyways, it's D-A-N-I-L-A, no E. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-S, no Z. It's the Brazilian way to spell it. Anyways, a couple weeks ago, I was at a function, and I met a gentleman. We'll call him John Doe. He may or may not work for the federal government. and he knows some things. And it, more or less, I learned from this gentleman that conspiracy theories are facts. Conspiracy theories are true. Now, I'm not some part of the tinfoil hat squad or, you know, Alex Jones propagandist, but Alex Jones is right more than he is wrong. Anyways, what am I talking about? This gentleman, John Doe, told me a lot of things. First of all, there is a deep state. You know, there is people trying to undermine everything that this country stands for and everything this country does, number one. Number two, social media is watching us. So when you post on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, OnlyFans, so look at Ms. Daniela Rodriguez, the government is watching you. When you go on Google, the government is watching you. They're watching your emails. When you go on LinkedIn to try to find a job, and this is also a somewhat social media site we post on LinkedIn, if you use the app and you're not even on LinkedIn, you just have it on your phone, you're going about your business, it follows you. It knows where you're at. So those are a couple things. And to listen to us on our phones, think about it. A couple weeks ago, we had a nationwide alert sent out from the government testing our phones. How does the government have control of 300 million phones all at the same time? And I learned this before the alert went out about the phones. So the government looking at our social media, reading our emails. The election, yeah, that was stolen by the deep state. I don't know why they wanted Joe Biden in instead of Donald Trump. I mean, God forbid, we should have a strong country with a strong president. Also, we invaded Iraq the second time because the U.S. dollar is the petrodollar. In Iraq, they were talking about losing the U.S. dollar for another form of currency, possibly the euro. So we had to go in and make sure that the petrodollar or the U.S. currency is used for buying and selling of crude oil and other energy products, because if the petrodollar was replaced, if the U.S. dollar was replaced by something else, the value of the dollar would collapse and our economy would collapse even further, almost into chaos. So another thing I learned, TikTok is not the Chinese-owned company that we think it is, because we turn on Fox News and we hear TikTok's a Chinese company, the Chinese are looking at us, the Chinese pushing propaganda or pushing garbage on our kids to do stupid stuff. Well, their servers are in China, but they're owned in the United States. The U.S., whoever owns TikTok is here in the U.S. Look it up, folks. I had to do research on that. So it's not just China just pushing garbage on kids. You got Americans owning a company with servers in China, not here in the U.S., pushing garbage on kids. Also, here's a surprise. Israel is not our friend. And I, for one, am sick and tired of politicians kissing the backside of Israel, saying Israel has no greater ally than the United States. Israel has no better friend than the United States. And we need to push more money, more weapons, more everything to Israel. But here's something people don't realize or don't want to realize. Israel gets involved in all of our decision-making, both home and abroad. Open borders, ships in the South China Sea, ships in the Mediterranean, going to war in Iraq, Afghanistan. All of it is influenced by Israel. And the late Congressman James Traficant pointed this out on Sean Hannity Live, and it's on our website, the clip. It says, every time a piece of legislation came up, these congressmen were saying, what does Israel think about this? I mean, Israel is not part of the United States, but they're involved in a lot of things. And I've talked to other people who not only confirm this, but they are deep. But, of course, we have to, for political reasons, we have to go pretend that they are our best ally and our best friend. But they're not. So anyways, this whole big thing is just designed to fail, because think about it. Inflation's out of control. Price of housing's out of control. Gasoline's out of control. And 40 years ago, you had a guy graduate high school. He went down to the factory down the street that Monday, got a job, got married, had kids, bought a house, bought cars, went on vacations, bought a summer home, bought a boat, sent his kids away to college, all on that one salary, and retired. Now, where'd that go? It went away. We got 401ks, which are junk. We got factories that are moved overseas. And now the customer service industry, that's moving overseas. With, you know, press one for English, press two for Spanish. And now we got thousands of people flooding in, taking away low-wage jobs in landscaping, service industry, slaughterhouses, so on and so forth. And that's another thing. Slaughterhouses used to be all union, $20 an hour jobs, full medical dental pensions. They down to $8 an hour jobs, no benefits. So, I mean, more or less, like I said before, these conspiracy theories that were poo-pooed on the mainstream TV, both on the left and the right, yeah, they're facts. They even poo-pooed the idea or say it's a conspiracy theory that Israel attacked the USS Liberty. No, because this network had members of the crew of the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, talk about the attack almost minute by minute. Anyways, Walt, I'm done. What do you have to say about conspiracy theories being facts?
You know, it's something up for debate. I don't believe in conspiracies. You know, conspiracy is something discussed that could be possibly true. But then again, you know, if you were born in the same month as Charles Manson, you both have the same horoscope. So what's to stop you from being a serial killer or from him being a good American? So, you know, conspiracy theories are just that. It's a conspiracy to the thought of something, maybe something else. And but you know, usually there's nothing behind it. And as far as a conspiracy, you know, that people were alluding what you talked about earlier about, you know, the deep state, it's not a conspiracy theory. You know, in my book, it's an actuality. And it's been proven time and time again, you know, the fixed elections and now keeping the people that they don't want, you know, like you said, you know, Caitlyn Jenner is, you know, wants her to run for governor. And, you know, as a non-Democrat, and you know, that was the end of that. You know, he had no more juice, pardon the pun. And you know, things like this just happen. You know, RFK, you know, the Democrats aren't going to back him because he doesn't have he doesn't follow the entire code of the Liberal Party. And they're gonna prove that to not back him up because he's a candidate. You know, just like all the liberals back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s stopped backing Trump and treating him like a friend when he ran for president. You know, everybody laughed at him. Donald Trump, the day Donald Trump becomes president, you know, I'm going to leave, you know, and Donald Trump became president. And these people that said they were going to leave, they had the best economic boost in 20 years because they didn't leave. They didn't leave. You know, so it's not so much conspiracy theories on stuff like this. It's really true. You see what you see. Could it be something else? Possibly. But, you know, this focus on the Israel thing with our media, you know, it's I don't think conspiracy is the word I'm looking for, but, you know, smoke and mirrors, because there's something else going on. You know, we've got Trump's civil suit starting on Monday in New York. And, you know, he's not going to go to jail. It's a civil suit. You don't go to jail on a civil suit, you know, right, unless you defraud a company or there's somebody, you know, pressing charges, you know. It's
right.
a civil suit.
Yeah, that,
so,
right.
You know, and there's no complainant. The only complainant is that idiot fool attorney general in New York. That's the only right. complainant.
Right, but, the people of the state of New York.
There's no crime. I mean, there's no complainant to bring a civil suit. You know, he could fraud his own company if he wants, but if nobody's, you know, pressing a suit, there is none. You know, it's smoke and mirrors. It's not a conspiracy for him not to run. What it is they're just piling so much crap on top of him that they're going to feel it's impossible for anybody wanting to vote for him. And they're doing it right in front of everybody, so it's not a conspiracy. To me, it could be to other people. You know, their definitions are different from mine. But I try to, like, shoot from the hip.
Right. Anyways, it's no conspiracy that we are at the end of our show, another great show. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop standing reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.